Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. We're kicking off hour number two of the show, the Wednesday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the map. The map of our listeners all around the world. Hundreds of them have gone to map.freetalklive.com and plotted themselves on our map. You can add your location, your name, your picture, and even a little phrase to go along with it. It's pretty cool. I think you should take a look. Map.freetalklive.com. All right, with that,
I was just telling you, okay. I got an article ready.
We'll get to that. But first, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org. What did you have, Manwich?
I've just got a little article here. I've seen a couple of things in the patent office recently, and we've talked about the patent office, and they are nuts. They've lost their mind.
Okay, what now?
Recently, there was a time travel device that was patented. Not really, like, you know, some sketches and stuff.
That's it.
Yeah. You know, nobody's traveled through time here.
Right.
Just here's your patent. They had a crustless peanut butter and jelly sandwich patented recently.
Amazing.
And here's the newest one. The U.S. Patent Office has reportedly granted a patent for an anti-gravity device, breaking its rule to reject inventions that defy the laws of physics. The journal Nature said patent number 6,960,975 was granted November 1st to Boris Volson of Huntington, Indiana, for a space vehicle propelled by a superconducting shield that alters the curvature of space-time outside the craft in a way that counteracts gravity. One of the main theoretical arguments against anti-gravity is that it implies that the availability of unlimited energy.
Mm-hmm.
If you design an anti-gravity machine, you've got a perpetual motion machine, Robert Park of the American Physical Society told Nature.
And we all know that violates the second law of thermodynamics.
It does. The Park said that the action shows patent examiners are being duped by false science. Well, it's because They don't seem to care.
No, of course not. Well, what, all of a sudden, just because they're the patent office, they are exempt from the rules of bureaucracy, from the way bureaucrats operate?
Well, I think anti-gravity, it probably exists out there.
Okay.
Because you see, if you have a body, an extraterrestrial body, that's moving fast enough, it's theorized that time and space and all that bends around it, which would somewhat alter gravity,
right?
But to create a machine that makes anti-gravity and makes it so that there's anti-gravity, that's silly.
You need an insane power source, and
yes,
you'd really have to know your stuff. I mean, it's an interesting idea and everything, and it should be researched. I mean, people should be looking into
absolutely
these things. But so basically, man, which you're not a fan of the patent office anymore?
No,
huh?
I'm not really. No, I don't know if I ever have been.
All right. I don't know. You've been a supporter of intellectual property, and patents are a part of that.
Whatever they're doing over there is a mess. It is a real mess.
I wonder how backed up they are. How long does it take somebody to get a patent? When you know from the time where you submit your submission.
Do you think there's any chance that Boris came back in time and put his patent in earlier?
Could very well be. You know what? These guys are just as much of bureaucrats as the rest of them, as the DMV, as the FBI. They all sit around and they collect a paycheck and they process paperwork. They don't care what's on the paperwork. They don't care.
They're clearly not putting much attention to detail if they're letting anti-gravity machines, crustless peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and
That's just scratching the surface,
time
too.
Travel devices and this whole thing with Apple is having a terrible time with its iPod because apparently they were a little lackadaisical in putting in their paperwork for the patent, and then somebody now has the patent, and they're screwing with Apple. So Apple's turned rabid, and now they're patenting everything in sight. And when a big company gets a chance to patent everything in sight,
you got problems.
Yeah.
And, now, let's also mention the fact that we've talked about the companies that'll tell you how to go through the patent process, the inventor, tech companies, those sorts of people.
Yes.
Where you're supposed to submit your invention to them, and they'll keep it private. And well, what ends up happening is you submit the invention if you're an inventor, and most inventors don't know anything about the patenting process.
Right.
So they basically get taken advantage of by these companies. The companies say, oh, yeah, what a great idea. It doesn't matter if what you've submitted to them is the crustless peanut butter sandwich, this company will say, wow, you've got a great idea here.
This is fabulous.
You know what? We would love to market this crustless peanut butter sandwich, but it costs money to market things. I mean, everybody knows it costs money to advertise. So
sure.
We offer a few different packages. Here's one for $4,000. Here's
but it's
one
a lot
for
cheaper on Free Talk Live.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sorry.
And so then they offer you multi-$1,000 packages, and then they really hard sell these inventors into trying to come up with money. Well, you can't afford it? Well, can't you talk to your grandmother? Don't you know anybody with some money? I mean, really?
Jeez, that's mortgage your house?
That's pretty skeezy.
Yeah, well, I'm telling this from personal knowledge. Johnson came on the show and told the story because he actually submitted an invention to one of these people.
Wow.
And then we did the research to find out
the
how
the guy actually said, aren't you some kind of what kind of loser are you?
Yeah.
Can't come up with X amount of $100.
Yeah, it was $900.
Jeez.
And so there's a variety of different packages. So they bilk the inventors for all of their life savings, basically. Then they come back to you after a few months or however long it takes to market your product, and then they say, you know, nobody's buying it. You know, we're so sorry about this. Well, what about my invention? Well, you want your invention back? Okay, well, we can do that. It's what they do is they give you money back. Oh, my gosh, what happens is the inventor says, well, my money, I spent $9,000 of my life savings. Well, okay, we'll give you your money back. We do give you a money-back guarantee, because that's one of their sell points. Money-back guarantee. But you have to sign a piece of paperwork. And in that piece of paperwork, it says, I, Manwich, turn over my invention of the crustless peanut butter and jelly sandwich to Inventor Tech.
Certainly sounds like extortion to me.
Then they give you your money back, and they've got your invention at that point.
Well, so whatever price they offer you then is whatever amount of money they demand from you, they give back.
Mm-hmm.
But
if you ask for it back.
But they take all the rights to whatever it is that you created.
Exactly. So they got your invention, you keep your money, but you don't have your invention anymore.
Mm.
And that's what the inventors are all about, is making money off of their invention.
Sure.
They spend so much time on their inventions, and they end up getting fleeced by this company. The patent office encourages things like this. The patent office encourages companies to go out and patent everything they can possibly patent so that nobody else can use those ideas.
Right.
And as a result, we have less competition. As a result, there's higher prices. When a new drug comes out, for instance, they've got an automatic, 10-year protection or something like that? It's a long time.
Yeah.
Before the generics.
17th?
Yeah, it's a long time before the generics can go on market. And so that means that you're restricted to buying that one company's product. Well, that's good for their bottom line, but it's no good for the consumers. It's no good for your choice. 800-259-5791. If you like patents, we'd love to hear from you. Otherwise, we go to the email box. Email is ftl@freetalklive.com. Andrew writes in. He says, what do you guys think the defense of the San Francisco government's going to be in regards to the NRA lawsuit on their ban on guns? He says the obvious choice would be the good-fashioned commerce clause. But this might be difficult in light of Rehnquist's ruling that the 1990 gun-free schools was unconstitutional. There, the argument that Congress used to enact it was that guns at school frightened and could potentially kill or injure students, thus making them less productive in their future careers. The 1995 strikedown of this law stipulated that if an action did not directly affect the parties involved in an economic transaction, the Commerce Clause didn't apply. So his question is, what is it going to be that the San Francisco government's going to use as their defense against the NRA's lawsuit against them?
I can't even imagine.
I can't either. I would guess maybe just the will of the people. Maybe they'll try and say, well, the people voted.
Oh, hippy trippy mumbo jumbo.
58% of the people said they didn't want guns anymore. Isn't that good enough for you, federal court? We'll find out, I guess.
I would have to know how they beat it last time. Because remember, they couldn't have the citizen or the non-residents.
We'll come back with more. Gun ban, 800-259-5791. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Nattokinase is a powerful enzyme that supports healthy blood flow, The enzyme is isolated from a traditional Japanese food called natto, which has been eaten in Japan for over 2,000 years for cardiovascular health. Dr. Martin Milner, MD, professor of cardiovascular and pulmonary medicine, says, "In all my years of research as a professor of cardiovascular and pulmonary medicine, natto kinase represents the most exciting new development in supporting cardiovascular health." Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, says the first patient we asked to try it had a rapid and dramatic response. Allergy Research Group uses only the gold standard natto kinase, which is the only form endorsed by Dr. Sumi, the discoverer of natto kinase, and Dr. Ralph Halsworth, the leading natto kinase researcher in the U.S. Natto kinase can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or NUTRIMedical.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Wednesday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern. Take control of the phones and join us online. At freetalklive.com, we have the bulletin board system there with over 65,000 posts for you to surf around through and well over 1,000 people interacting. It's a lot of fun. There's different topics, everything from serious issues to just fun stuff. freetalklive.com. So take a look at that. We're talking about the San Francisco gun ban again, and Andrew has emailed in. He's curious as to what in the world San Francisco's going to present for their defense, because there's a lawsuit already that has been filed against their ban on handguns, which is supposed to go into effect, the ban, fully by April 1st. And by the way, the parameters are interesting of this, because
you're not in San Francisco, by law, you won't be allowed to have a handgun if you live in the city.
Right. But if you live in Oakland, it's a horse of a different color.
If you live anywhere else, you can can travel through, you can come into the city, you can have a weapon in the city, as long as you're not a resident.
Which means that if you perhaps want to burglarize someplace, you just live out of town, you know, you can bring your weapons in and burglarize people at your leisure.
Well, not that the law would have stopped them anyway.
No.
Right.
No, absolutely it wouldn't. But now you're a little more sure as a burglar that, in fact, the people that you're robbing have no weapons, that you can just pop through their front door with a shotgun in hand and told them to lay down on the floor and take all their clothes off and send your wife to the bedroom. And, you know, I mean, the whole thing, there's no guns in the house, or supposedly, unless the, in my opinion, the good citizens violate this law and keep guns.
Of course.
Some of them will.
I know I would.
Yeah.
Anyway, Andrew says he'd like to bring up a pertinent contradiction in the logic of anti-firearms arguments. Specifically, the one that says that all guns are dangerous and must be taken away from people so they can't harm each other with them. Well, that's all well and good, but have you ever noticed that they never say the guns of law enforcement and the military should be abolished as well? They're citizens and people too, aren't they?
No, of course not.
This is always overlooked, and sometimes what seems to amount to an increased arms buildup for government is even encouraged. Well, of course it is, because they're the experts. You should allow the experts, like the military and the police, to have guns. I mean, they would never use guns in a negative fashion against American citizens.
No, these people are infallible.
Right. Kent State never happened.
Waco.
Yeah. I suggest that our law enforcers are more holy than everybody else is totally asinine.
And of course,
it's totally asinine to suggest that we don't have a Second Amendment, which enshrines your right to bear arms, which, of course, San Francisco is totally ignoring. Andrew finally says, in your opinion and experience, do you believe that most people supporting this kind of idiocy are flat-out underhanded and conniving, or simply incredibly ignorant to history and reality? What do you think, Mouch?
I don't know. I want to hear a little more.
Underhanded, conniving, or ignorant?
As far as proponents for the gun ban?
Yeah, the gun banners.
I think they're just a bunch of bleeding heart yokels. So guns kill so many
ignorant
people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ignorant and emotional, I think.
Yeah.
Because
emotion plays a big part in this debate.
Yes. Emotion fosters the ignorance.
I think very few people that voted on this want to see us turned over to the power of an evil state.
Of course not.
I think very few of them.
But that's what's going to happen.
Or do they want us to be put at the mercy? And by the way, I'm not a resident of San Francisco. When I say us, I'm using it, you know,
figuratively.
Right. More do they want the people of San Francisco put at the mercy of armed criminals? They don't want to see guns used in violence anymore.
They believe that if they pass a law, they'll all disappear.
Yeah.
They believe that if you pass a law against guns, the criminals who are holding them just, they flip out of their hands and they fly into the baskets.
It's like Luke Skywalker against stormtroopers. Just
yes,
the force push.
Yeah. Yes, as soon as that last signature's on the law, it's done. Guns are gone.
Wonderful.
Nope, sorry, doesn't work that way. Just doesn't. So I got to say that emotion plays a huge role, and I think the emotion of guns, the fact that kids get killed by weapons, they're so dangerous.
Kids get killed by all kinds of things.
Yeah, what do you think kills more kids, handguns or swimming pools?
Swimming pools,
swimming
hands
pools.
Down.
Of course.
Not to mention drunk drivers, not to mention just auto accidents. But the fact is, the emotion is there, and when they see these stories about kids getting shot by guns, it sends them into the vespers. Oh my goodness, these children are dying as a result of these terrible guns. Let's ban them. And that's where, of course, it comes from. And then if you try to present them with the facts, if you try to present them with the information that, well, if you look at the areas of the country where there's the least gun control, there's also the least crime. And you can lay out all the facts you want to in front of a gun banner, and they will just ignore it.
Yeah.
Because it contradicts their emotional state. It contradicts how they feel about firearms.
Right.
And how they feel about firearms has nothing to do with the reality of firearms.
Essentially, I feel the same. Like, I'm similar to this. I don't have a handgun. I don't want one.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that I've made it in life this far without a handgun. I can't really think of any instance where having a handgun would have benefited me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want one.
That's not to say, though, that it wouldn't benefit you in the future.
Good point. It's possible.
And I feel
it could be a detriment. You know, I mean, the numbers I've been told are 7 to 1, 7, seven times more likely to kill you or a member of your family.
You have been listening to the gun banners. You have been listening to the gun banners.
They must be getting their number from somewhere, though.
Yeah, their own. They spin them just like anybody else.
I'm sure they do, but
you should go check out More Guns, Less Crime.
People do die from their own weapons by accident.
People get shot.
People get shot in home in domestic disputes by their spouses with their own frickin' weapon.
Well, that's bad. We obviously don't want that to happen. But as far as accidents go, if you're double, triple careful with your firearms, you're not going to get shot by it.
Don't point
your guns at other people and no one will get shot.
But I believe that the people that do have them keep me free.
Thank you, people that
keep them.
There's no doubt. Thanks for the email, Andrew. Jason, you have a tie-in here.
I certainly do. I have a story that takes place in Kentucky. And if the folks in San Francisco adhere to this foolish-ass law, it won't be happening there.
Okay.
Which is too bad. Well, charges are unlikely to be filed against a member of the Kentucky Turkey Hunters Hall of Fame, who fatally shot an alleged intruder in his home Friday. Alleged intruder who, it seems, definitely picked the wrong house.
Indeed.
Well, as it turns out, the intruder actually used to live in the house. And he was a little crazy. He's bipolar, and his family said that apparently his father had told him there was hidden treasure in the house.
Oh, my God.
And that this man, whose name is Shannon Scott Conley, or was Shannon Scott Conley.
Gotcha.
He was obsessed to the point of madness, they put it, to get back into the family's former home. So he tries to go in the middle of the night, and a fellow who was living there, Roland Burns, age 65, who is in the Kentucky Hall of Fame for turkey hunters.
He don't take kindly to people come to his house.
He certainly doesn't. Well, he said, what the hell are you doing here? Get out of my house. Apparently,
I'm here for the treasure.
Well, a struggle ensued. And
did he have a little light on his forehead?
Well, you could imagine who came out on top in this one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the end of that.
Wait, but the guy's being brought up on charges?
No, he's not.
He's not?
No, well, they said charges are unlikely to be filed against him.
Is that one of those there are certain states, and I think Florida is one of them now, where if you feel threatened and someone's in your home, you have the right to shoot them.
Damn straight.
And I think that I totally support that.
This guy was looking for ill-gotten booty in somebody else's house.
800-259-5791. We're going to come back with more booty. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. You take control of the show and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Their photo to be a part of the Shrine. And it's not just any photo. It's actually one they specifically took for the Shrine of Female Listeners. And what that means is they are validating themselves in the photo, which means they hold up a sign, handmade sign typically, that references the show, references one of the people on the show, and that's enough. That's enough to gain access to the Shrine. It basically proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are who they say they are. So we put them up on our website because we appreciate our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live. So take a look at the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. And ladies, we encourage you to be a part of it because it's not a beauty contest. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors have submitted their photos, and we're proud to have them on our website, freetalklive.com. All right, so we are in the midst of some email box stuff here. This one came in from Wes. Subject, herding cats or libertarians to New Hampshire. He says, first of all, I'd like to thank you guys for the tremendously valuable message you're giving to the public. People deserve to be totally free and thus responsible.
Of course.
That is the other side of the coin on freedom. If you want to have full-on freedom, you also have to take full-on responsibility for your life and your actions. He says, you have a unique show on your hands, and I hope it'll become an awesome catalyst for serious political changes, starting with New Hampshire, of course. Ian, you have a great iconoclastic talent. I think you're able to make the most revolutionary ideas seem thoroughly reasonable. This is no small feat.
I'm not so sure you make them seem reasonable.
I'm not so sure.
That's what Wes thinks. He says, this is no small feat, as it requires that one be willing to not just rock the boat of the collective, but even sink it and build a better boat in order to maintain steadfast dedication to the principles of individualism, ownership, and liberty.
Well, you'll see later on in the email that Wes is, in fact, an author, an accomplished author, and that's why he's able to take the situation and polish it up and make it look good.
He says, Manwich, I understand your reluctance to embrace complete privatization. Thus, I encourage you to research the scholarly work of the Austrian School of Economics. He gives you a website. The Mises.org scholars provide a logical and empirical analysis of the inherent failure and injustice of coercive monopolies, be they cable companies or the states. Ultimately, since each individual is sovereign and each has the right of self-defense, the only proper understanding of jurisdiction to deal with rights violations is that of agency. An agent is someone who serves our interests. As we have outlined, facing monetary loss, ostracism, and even retaliatory force if executed properly. Government simply acts as an involuntary agent, and it robs us of our property in order to protect us. So he's saying that we could have agents to take care of protection services, firemen services, and all these other services that the government gives to us today at the point of a gun, if we just got rid of the government. And he's saying the government is an agent, but you don't get to choose to use them. You don't have the choice of refusing their services. He says, furthermore, as Ayn Rand keenly outlined, public property is a contradiction in terms. Either someone owns something and is thus able to use it and dispose of it as he or she sees fit, or nobody owns it. It's unclaimed or unpossessed domain. The idea that everyone or government has ownership, but not the ability to use and dispose of it accordingly, is plainly nonsensical.
It doesn't make any sense. Certainly everyone doesn't own the park.
No doubt.
If I owned the park with everyone, then I would be able to do whatever the heck I wanted to in the park.
And that might contradict the other people that want to do what the heck they want to in the park. This is just another example of ambiguous collectivistic thinking. Basic infrastructure and highways, byways, and waterways are subject to the same idea of ownership. I became aware of the Free State Project shortly after its inception, after I attended a fabulous Freedom Summit in Arizona a couple of years ago. I decided to wait for the Free State Wyoming idea to get started after listening to Boston Tea Party's pitch for it. Basically, the Free State Wyoming is kind of the competitor to the Free State Project. After the Free State was voted on, because back when we reached 5,000 members, and there's now about 7,000, but when we reached 5,000, those 5,000 people were to vote on which state they wanted to choose as the Free State Project, or for the Free State Project.
Mm-hmm.
New Hampshire was the winner, hands down. I mean, New Hampshire dominated the vote. But there was the second choice was, I think, Wyoming or Montana, one or the other. And so there's a lot of people that really didn't want to go all the way to New Hampshire if they lived on the West Coast. And so they kind of thought, well, let's start our own little Free State Project.
And, you know, I mean, that would be great. It would be fabulous if they both worked out, but it doesn't look that way.
Yeah, the Free State Wyoming, I mean, they're around, but they don't have the numbers. They're not even close. I don't know if they've gone over 100 people.
Yeah.
So with that, he says he was considering Free State Wyoming, and he recently switched and signed up for the New Hampshire Free State Project as a result of listening to Free Talk Live.
All right.
And doing a little bit of homework for himself. He says the sooner the better as far as moving to New Hampshire, given the amount of work that needs to be done on both the federal and local levels. And I got to agree with that, because now is the time. I mean, if we sit around and we wait and we wait and we wait until the Free State Project reaches 20,000 members before anybody moves up there, who knows what our national situation is going to look like by that point.
Yeah. You know, I think that we're in a very unique point in history. I feel like the Democratic Party is atrophied. I feel like the Republican Party is preparing to schism. I think what you're going to see is the religious, quote-unquote, conservative Republicans, which I feel like they stole that terminology. I always considered myself a conservative without being religious.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the fiscally conservative Republicans, you're going to see a split there.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Possibly.
It's really ugly in the party right now.
Really?
And I feel like...
How do you know?
How do I know? I listen
to
the conservative talk radio.
Oh, they talk about how bad things are?
Man, you can see
they try to make it look all rosy and wonderful.
You can just see that there's a clash. I mean, you have the majority party, like Republicans seem to be in charge now. And what happens once people get in charge? Well, now the spoils of war need to be dished out.
Yep.
And it appears to me, to my mind, that not the small government Republicans ain't getting crap. And in fact, it's only
That's true. There is a Republican,
socially conservative Republicans that are getting stuff.
They have what they call the Republican Liberty Caucus, which is kind of the libertarians that are too cowardly to actually quit the Republican Party, so they're trying to save it from the inside, and they just get marginalized from what I've been told. Nobody pays any attention to them. None of their candidates ever get nominated as far as for running for office,
mm-hmm.
because before they actually put someone on the ballot, there's always a little primary action where different Republicans kind of compete to get on the ballot.
Right.
And none of the liberty-oriented Republicans ever come close. It's too disgusting.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
You know, I can't remember what it was, but John McCain recently proposed some sort of law that the Bush administration is not happy with, and Mr. Bush has threatened to veto it.
The first one ever. This is the anti-terror law that I've heard. I think the Senate voted like 90-9 on it or 90-10 on it.
Hmm.
They passed an anti-terror law, and now Bush is threatening to veto it.
Right.
If it passes.
Well, of course, we all know what a veto threat from Mr. Bush is worth.
If he says he's going to do it, I bet he does. I mean, he's never threatened.
Has he ever threatened before?
I don't think he's threatened to veto anything before.
I think I've heard a few threats before.
Well, I'm sure that they stopped those bills in their tracks.
So. Well, Wes says here that his uncle is concerned. His uncle is a libertarian as well, and he's concerned that it's just not going to work. He's concerned this whole Free State Project idea not going to work because, as he puts it, you can't herd libertarians. You can't get libertarians to all agree to move to the same state together.
Well, I think to some extent libertarians are a little crusty. And that the Free State Project's really for the young or the young at heart. You know?
No doubt.
Like, people that are willing to really take new ideas, or people that, you know, don't have a lot of roots.
Well, yeah, and most of the Free State Project is 20-somethings and 30-somethings. We're going to come back with more 800-259-5791. Can you herd libertarians, or do you want to change the topic? This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieves pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll-free, 800-259-5791. Anything goes. Here until 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Archives are there. Last 7 months worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. No logging in, no membership fee. Go get them for free. freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So for more information about the Free State Project, you ought to call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can simply log on at freestateproject.org.
You know, or you can just listen right now, because that's what we're talking about at the moment, is the Free State Project. We had an email from Wes. He's been talking with his uncle. Wes and his uncle are both libertarians. Wes is a member of the Free State Project. And by the way, all of us are members as well. And he's talking with his uncle, and his uncle, you know, he's an older guy, he's kind of set in his ways. He doesn't think that we can get enough libertarians to move to New Hampshire to make a difference. Because it's been described as herding cats. Getting libertarians to agree on something has been described as herding cats. However, the reason why I think this is going to work...
That's why the show works, by the way.
The reason why I think the Free State Project is going to work, and is working, there are already over 100 people that have moved into the state just because they want to get there early. I think it's already working. The reason why is because there's no curriculum. There's no suggestions by the Free State Project. The Free State Project just exists to get liberty lovers, whether they be libertarians or Republicans or Democrats,
say libertarians, yeah,
or Greens or non-affiliated people, people that have never been involved with politics before, people that all agree on one thing, and that is that the government should get out of people's lives to the maximum extent possible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what unites us all. Beyond that, we're all so radically different. I mean, yeah, we can agree on which issues to tackle first. We can agree on what to do when we get to the state. But that's where the power lies in our movement. Yeah. There is no central organization. There is no determining body that sits around and debates what it is that all the members of the Free State Project should do with their time. The Free State Project simply says, if you love liberty, and you're willing,
and we know you do,
and well, some of you do, and you're willing to move for it, you're willing to uproot yourself and move to a different state for it, this is where you need to go, and here's why. Because a bunch of other people that think the way you do are going to be moving to the state. Once you move in, you're done with the Free State Project.
Yeah.
I mean, you can still recruit people from other states to come in, but once you're in the state of New Hampshire, you do what you want. If you want to work on getting rid of the war on drugs, work on that. If you want to send letters to the editor of newspapers all the time for different issues, do that. If you want to go out and volunteer for political campaigns, go to town. If you want to run for office, run for office. If you want to, it goes on.
Didn't an FSP member recently get elected to office?
That's right. They got elected. One of our guys got into selectmen.
Yeah,
which is city council, basically.
In the largest city in
Manchester, yeah.
Splendid. And you know, besides that, New Hampshire has a couple of advantages as far as freedom goes. They had a few libertarians get elected to the state house,
mm-hmm,
before. Now, these weren't necessarily Free State Project members, but...
Well, that's one of the reasons why New Hampshire won the choice of the states, is because it already has that kind of liberty-friendly attitude,
mm-hmm,
there amongst the populace. So we're basically coming in as backups to those liberty lovers that are already in the state.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to... And as far as hurting the libertarians to New Hampshire, hurting liberty lovers to New Hampshire, that's the easy part. You're crazy if you love liberty and you're not joining the Free State Project,
mm-hmm,
in my opinion, because we're going to suck away some of the best activists from the different areas of the country.
It's true.
I'm not here to brag, but I'm easily one of the best activists in the entire Suncoast of Florida area.
Yeah, you're the most active libertarian in this bi-county area.
And you are a golden porcupine.
I am. And I started the local, I was instrumental in starting the local Libertarian Party. I started the local Free State Project group, and I'm leaving. I'm going to New Hampshire.
You know,
this area, not going to have my abilities anymore.
Let's think about this for a second, just to show what an activist you are. How many people do you have signed up that had nothing to do with the show? You know, just people you know, direct contacts. Jason, myself.
You guys have something to do with the show. I'm not sure.
No, I'm not. What I mean, not people that heard through the show.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
right.
Not listeners.
I've signed up at least six or nine people.
Six or nine people. If everybody in the Free State Project did that tomorrow, there'd be 100,000 people in the Free State Project.
Let's go to the phones, speaking of the Free State, to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're actually a member of NHFree.com, which is kind of a great example of a great decentralized freedom movement. What's that all about?
Exactly. NHFree.com is basically just New Hampshire's most active web forum now, and it centers around primarily liberty discussion, but we organize our events there, our UN flag burns, our rallies, our parties, and our there's even some legislative coordination that goes on there.
Mm-hmm. So what's on your mind tonight, Dave?
Well, I was going to call to talk. Well, first of all, based on what you guys were already saying, no, you cannot herd cats, but that's okay. You don't have to. Libertarians are like leopards. We're not wolves. We're leopards. But we're just as viable.
That's leopard, the animal, not leper, the people with skin falling off.
Leopards.
Okay.
Leopards, they don't work together that much, you know.
Yeah,
but
right.
Leopards are just as viable in nature as wolves are, because they make an advantage of their individuality.
Hmm. Interesting.
The best example I can think of that happening with Free Staters was the day that the state was picked, back in '03. And the next day we woke up to find out that some college student had commandeered all of the computers at George Washington University and put a screensaver on every computer that had our URL and a porcupine on it.
That's just one of those little things that nobody told the guy to do. He just went out and did it. We're going to come back with more of this. Hang on, Dave. 800-259-5791. And by the way, this is why we're going to win in the long run, because there is no central organization. That's why the rest of them are all going to fail, because they're all following somebody else's orders.
True.
It's your show. 800-259-5791. Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplements for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. We might be able to slip your call in if you make it now. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We had all kinds of free stuff there for you. Archives, bulletin board system, live streaming, and more. All of it is free. It'll continue to be free, but if you want to voluntarily support the show, we've got the program for you. It's called AMP. Advertise, Market, and Promote is what it stands for. You go to amp.freetalklive.com to get all the details about it. That's amp.freetalklive.com. All we're asking for, $3 a month.
You can be part of our little Mouseketeer Club.
Yeah, it's a couple cups of coffee. $3 a month. What we do with it is we take that money in, and we turn it right back around into advertising for the show. We advertise the show to industry people, to radio industry people, to get us on more radio stations.
That's good.
We advertise around the Internet to get new, fresh Internet listeners. In fact, one of our Internet advertisements, just yesterday, netted us a brand new listener. She listened for the first time. She immediately went to amplify the show. She became a silver amplifier.
This was day before.
That's great.
Yeah.
Day before.
First time.
Yeah,
she went
crazy.
And amplified the show.
I mean, that's great. It's how passionate people can get about this show.
Well, the reason she found us was because of the rest of you who already were amplifying the show.
It's true.
So it's this kind of this building process. It's just getting more and more powerful the more people pony up $3 a month. So again, if you like what we're doing, if you like the fact that we're spreading the message of liberty and freedom around the world, around the country, amp.freetalklive.com is the place to go. Plus, there's some really cool bonuses, and we can't get into all of them, but one of the long-term goals of the AMP program is to reduce our commercial time by 25%. We're for real about that. Amp.freetalklive.com. With that, we go back to the phones, back to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Still here I am.
Yes, you are, and you were going to actually tell us
it's
about...
Yoda. Dave's turning here. Still here I am.
you actually... Dave, you're kind of a short guy, aren't you?
I'm 5'8".
Oh, okay.
That's not short. That's short. That's average height.
He just looks shorter than everybody else in the photos that I've seen.
Libertarians are a long lot.
And
I'm trying to be humble.
I see. You were going to tell us about an upcoming event up there in New Hampshire. What's happening?
Yeah, just along the lines of what you were talking about, the importance of backing up the freedom movement already in New Hampshire. Well, there was a guy who's already fighting the state to try and keep them from seizing his land with eminent domain for swamp reclamation or swamp preservation or whatever they want to call it.
Right.
And
want to preserve them swamps.
He's fighting on his own, and then suddenly we found out about him, and now there's going to be a pretty big rally, it looks like, at the Manchester airport against their attempt to seize part of his land.
Oh, it's the airport that's doing it?
It's connected to the airport, and I don't understand all the details. I just know the state's trying to use eminent domain against this guy.
They've had it, because they will crack under that kind of pressure.
How many people are you expecting at this one?
I would guess we'll probably have about 30 at this one, if history is any indication, because
wow,
what they've done...
Big.
They've taken the monthly meeting that Free Staters have in Manchester, which usually has 30 to 40 people, and they've just started scheduling rallies and protests right after that meeting. So now
Great.
They almost are guaranteed to have, 20 to 40 people.
That's an awesome idea. Everybody gets together for the meeting. They have a little food. You get your signs together. You pass out the brochures to people to hand out. And you go out and you do a rally. That's fantastic.
Right.
Brilliant idea.
I don't know if we'll get quite to 30, maybe it could be more like 20 or something like that, but it's going to be enough to get media attention.
Yeah. Well, and plus, it's going to be good that you have a lot of people because you're going to be on the airport's property. That's federal territory, so the more people involved in that, the more video cameras there, the better. The more you'll be protected from these crazy TSA agents that just want to fine you for every step you take when you're in the airport. Thanks for the call, man. We'll keep in touch with you, of course, to find out what's going on up there. Hey, it's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We're done for tonight, and we'll see you again tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. In the meantime, join us online at freetalklive.com. See ya.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. If you're